July 12, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Let's turn that down. There we go. That was List and Ship, their new record. What's it called?
No, I like it.
Played on half of it. Time to Dream. And that's a song called Chinese Song. You've had Heather on? Times?
Sounded like a Chinese song, kind of.
Yeah. Hills of Arkansas. Before that, we started the show off with Seraphic Light, John Coltrane, Star Regions. It's one of those ones that out after. The 20th, 20 past, 1967 is coming up. Well, that's the most rotten way to remember. His birthday is better. September 23rd.
That's coming up.
27, yeah. Almost made to 40. John Coltrane. It's been a little bit. We didn't get to do a show before I did the warp. Right?
I did. No.
You had a Mexico?
I was just on a little rambling vacation adventure to nowhere in particular.
Journey.
I had some dreams, but I didn't get the deals. So just kept the rambles low.
Some major tar.
Yeah, man, there were some deals, but then last year I hooked up with Costa Rica like $290, like 4 days before I split. That was great. And then I found something similar, I clicked on it and it said July 12th. It was like 3 weeks ago. You know, that wasn't quite so last minute. I had to be back in action by then.
Well, I did some warp gigs. Six of them with Peter DeStefano, Porto Papyrus, and his brother Carl on drums. And there's some sweaty gigs. Only had 4 days to get it together. I got together, played some of his tunes, played some of mine. To quite a young crowd.
So some sold out shows, huh?
They were packed, lots of people. Every day was over 90 bands.
Wow.
95, 96 bands.
Wow, we.
Yeah. We were on a couple different stages. One was the Hot Topic stage. One was the Ernie Ball band contest. This is like a truck trailer that folded out to a stage. Folks working there, very cool. Kevin Lyman, the boss, skipper of it. That's the cat, old friend of mine. Giving a lot of people a chance to try some trippy stuff, though. You know, humans being what they are, there's some herd mentality.
Mm-hmm.
This, no ska. Ska's gone now.
Oh.
There used to be a lot of ska work. Now it's some goth, some metal. But a lot of good bands.
So is it just a West Coast thing, or is it go nationwide?
No, it's the whole country. We just did Cali. Uh-huh. There was a good little group called the Street Drum Corps. This guy, Bobby Alt, incredible drummer. They play all these garbage can, pan.
Oh, cool.
Scrap heap stuff. Did I go to do the tour with Carolyn?
I think you've done that since the last show, too.
Did I? We did 3 days.
You went to New York?
Yeah, Montreal and what was it about? Oakland. I can't remember.
Just put some miles in.
This whole summer's tour. I leave again Thursday for Stooges and York, 5 Stooges gigs. Three of them in France, the Spanish one, the Swiss one. So, I put tour diaries of it. I did bring the pewter on the warp tour gig, so I didn't do a spiel. Unfortunately, because it was interesting. And it's hard if you don't have it there to remember.
Yeah, that'd be a trip having that many bands, all that different input and stuff to trip on.
Yeah. I played the blue bass. It was blue, EV3 that I got maybe a year ago, fixed up sort of like the red one. The red one's still in Europe, since I was going back and forth so much to Europe. I just said, hey, why don't you guys keep the base here so I don't have to be dragging it on the plane and getting lost. It's been lost 4 times.
Damn.
Every time there's a
switch?
Yeah, another flight, and there's not enough time, too short of the changeover. They don't get it to the next flight.
Oh, man.
So it ends up getting me sometimes a couple days later. But
ever missed a gig?
Oh, yeah. And I had to play whatever they had there. But, you know, it's okay. At least I get to play. looking forward to it, but I love playing all the gigs. Stooges, Ghost, Peter and Carl. I just did 2 band gigs. Perkins, Nels, really. Martin, he's in Morocco. So, we had no painter Friday. And then Saturday, Perk had an old friend come up. What to do was use a spray paint.
Oh, yeah?
Nylon. After a couple songs, Perk scissored him. And as he's getting
cute. Gasping.
Yeah, gasping. He had a fan and he pointed it to blow it out, but to no avail.
So Wisdom, is our career really booming? I saw one clip in Japan or something of some big show. That was really cool.
Yeah. MartinWisdom.com. You can go there and check out his NortonWisdom.com. C-O-M. They have he has a website with a lot of his work. You can see it. Amazing man.
Yeah, that guy rocks, man. He's great.
One of the gigs was at the Mint. I hadn't been there for a long time. It's bigger now. And the other was Duke Piazza's. Last time we had Mike Mart doing the sound, but he wasn't there this time. Sea Monsters. Frederick the new band. I think the Long Beach band. Sea Monsters. Or she said, someone took tap them at your patch. And Matt's going to go check that out. In the meantime, we got Wayne Peak Trio here. This is a good friend of Nels Klein. There's another guy in the band called G.E. Stinson. He's also a good friend of Nels. And here you go, Watt from Pedro Show.
sisters. I might be strong, but don't call me mister. Playing with the status quo of the soul. Enjoy Babylon, chaos, KO. Chaos, making history. Always give shelter to a man in need. In the face of chaos, I give up my greed. Anything and unknown is my only creed. Joy, destroy, then set you free.
Eri la più carina, un'eterna Miss Liceo. Il trofeo per il torneo, le Romeo che dietro di te facevano corteo. E tu sfruttavi tutti senza scrupoli, indossavi uomini come abiti. Con la tua bellezza li rendevi deboli, servili ed arrendevoli. Poi quando ti stancavi li buttavi tipo straccio vecchio. Dei loro sentimenti non ti curavi, amavi solo la persona rifletta nel tuo specchio. Così sei cresciuta giudicando tutto dall'aspetto, pensando che la confezione c'entri con la qualità del prodotto. In base a questo hai scelto i tuoi amici, persino il tuo compagno. Era bello, quindi era degno di far parte del regno di apparenza di cui in testa tu avevi il disegno. Era come un sogno, ti sposaste a giugno, a settembre ti mostrò il suo pugno. Dimmi ora come ci si sente a essere insultata, ignorata, a essere picchiata da una mano ubriaca. Ora che anche il tuo specchio non ti vuole più vedere, ora che la tua bellezza sta nel fondo di un bicchiere, dimmi come ci si sente. Fuori, su questo hai investito tutte le energie e i tuoi averi. Ricordo il tuo concetto di straniero, dicevi questo non è il posto loro, sono maleducati e sporchi, ci portano via lavoro. Difendevi la tua curiosità come un tesoro, quello è il tuo sentiero che non ti ha portato a sentire che il terreno su cui ogni giorno camminiamo, noi non lo possediamo, lo occupiamo, e non è italiano, africano, è un dono che è stato fatto ogni essere umano. I confini, le barriere, le bandiere sono giunti dopo, aiutando l'odio, la guerra, il razzismo a fare il loro gioco. Dimmi come ti senti ora che non ci sono più confini e le frontiere sono aperte. A prendere al chiodo la tua camicia verde, la bandiera più non serve. Ora che hai speso tutto e sei ridotto all'elemosina, finalmente sai che non c'è colore, razza, ma solo anima. Ora tu sei l'emarginata, evitata, scalciata, ignorata, quando chiedi qualche moneta. Ora che non hai più una proprietà che ti dia un'identità, spendi
titolo in soltanto la bandiera della povertà. Di tasse piene, di porte aperte, ma insoddisfatta della vita nelle tue spalle coperte. Non avevi mai lavorato per mangiare, lo stesso avevi tutto quello che ti può desiderare. Giravi declamandoti infelice a gran voce, ti dicevo che eri fortunata ma non ti davi pace. Il tuo dramma era scoprire chi eri, ma quello è il dramma di ogni uomo. Ed è più facile soffermarcisi sopra stomaco pieno. Non immaginavi quanto scotte, come dura portare a casa la pagnotta. Ora lo sai dopo che il papi ha fatto bancarotta. Avevi il meglio ma non lo hai prestato, perché non possiedi niente, se niente ti stai guadagnando. Dimmi come ci si senti, ora che devi darti beni materiali, vedi che hai poco spazio per i problemi esistenziali. Ora che sei una parte del mondo che ignoravi, sei diventata una di quelle pietre che scalciavi.
Pedro Show. That was from Brother Matt. Where'd you get this, Brother Matt? Just, we don't even know who it is. It's just some Italian rap dude doing a take on Rolling Stone. Well, I don't know what he was rapping about, really.
Some Italian stuff.
Yeah. Where'd you find that?
I don't even remember. I've had it for a while.
Okay. And you have no idea who it is.
I have my miscellaneous trippy
bomb
file.
We apologize. It's bad enough when we don't know the title of the song, but we don't even know the dude.
We just know he's an Italian dude.
And we don't even know if it's like a Rolling Stone, but we could hear that in the background or whatever. It's a version of it. Before that, we had Luscious Jackson with Daughters of the Chaos, and we started off with the Healing Factor by the Winnie Pete Trio. You're on the Watt for Pedro Show, July 12, 2005. Brother Matt, how was your 4th of July?
It was cool, just stuck around the neighborhood. There were so many cops on bikes, man. There were like 50 cops on bikes.
Yeah, but it was still a war zone.
They didn't do anything.
Yeah. I played up in Fresno for the Warped Tour. By the way, I got to rap with my little brother.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Last time I saw him, he was 2.
Wow.
So to see him 15 years later, he's got red hair.
Wow.
Like yours.
What a trip.
He's skinny. Sort of like my pop when he was young, or me when I was young. And I only got to talk to him a little while before I played. I talked to him all the way up to going on stage. Played right for him. I watched him the whole time.
Wow.
And he's vegan, he's straight edge, punk rocker. Uh-huh. He had the X's magic marker on his back of his hands. He's a very cool guy. His name's Justin. He's got a band, and he's into the positive punk movement. Very interesting guy. I did a lot of the spiel because I didn't have a lot of time, so I just wanted to talk to him about what I was doing. I invited him to Pedro in the fall because I'll be here a lot more. And I can show him the town and spend a lot more time.
That'd be cool getting to hang with us some more.
Yeah. It was a trip for me. I'm so glad he came. It was scorching hot up there. Whoa. It was at Cal State Fresno, home of the Bulldogs. And in this parking lot, it's about a really narrow rectangle, so it's laid out weird, but that made it worth it. And then I drove down here first with Peter's brother Carl to his pad, Woodland Hills and drove down to Pedro, and there was so much street fireworks
going on. Some of those neighborhoods had more impressive stuff. They were probably just watching and hassling people who were easy to pick on.
The whole sky was lit up.
Oh, man. Some neighborhoods had bigger setups than a lot of parks did. It was cool. I had the last lifeguard shack down at the end by the jetty, down by the pier.
The trouble around here, there was no parking.
No, it was nuts.
And up there at the practice pad, too.
The whole zone was just, it was like a parade going by for a couple hours afterwards. It was sweet. I had the lifeguard shack to myself. Just me and my babe hung out there watching the show, and then behind it, you could see the whole hill, and just all the neighborhoods going off. It was pretty bitching. People dropped thousands of bucks on their bombs.
Oh, man. I'm glad there was no fires.
Yeah, one palm tree caught on fire down there.
Oh, really?
A pretty good blaze down there, like a comp site at Cabrillo by the Boy Scout setup, I guess.
Wow. From a firework?
Yeah, that was a pretty good blaze.
Damn.
Bonus.
Bonus blaze. Well, here we got a band called Last of Earth. A lot. Well, maybe I should put it in the machine, huh? It's called Last of Earth. Where are they from? Let me look at this here.
Sweet girl!
Whoa. Came in a little early there. They are from Palace Heights, Illinois. Here they are, Watt for Pedro show, Last of Her.
Sweet girl! It's time to give it up! Get down! Yeah.
that's what I said. Don't believe what you heard. It's not like I wanna be. But I can't help myself. It's just that I am. Sorry, but I found someone to spend time instead of. I spend it with me. You see, I travel around the world. Oh yeah, I've seen so many things. Why am I talking to you?
Pedro Show. That was Jim O'Rourke with Therefore I Am from his let's see, what's the name of this album? Insignificance. Jim O'Rourke, he plays with Sonic Youth these days. Great cat. He's going to use one of my sunrises for album artwork.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I think it's you just put
that's
a
trip.
Coffee table book of your Pedro shots, man. There's some
clouds. You haven't had a sunrise in a while, you notice?
Yeah. The marine layer.
Yeah.
June gloom
gray
stretching into...
Yeah, July, why? And before that we had Get It Up, Get Down by Last of Earth, Illinois band. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Coming at the end of the first hour, the July 12th, 2005 Watt for Pedro show. Yeah, I'll be gone for 10 days, so a week from Sunday we can do the next one.
Cool.
And there will be still a week left, so maybe get two more gigs and two more radio shows in for July, which would be happen. Maybe even get through Dreams of Rio this summer. Start on another baby. Yeah, anyway. End of the first hour, Watt for Pedro show, July 12th, 2005 edition. Sun does come out in the afternoon, you notice.
Yeah, I get some few cool hours, but at work I don't even have a window, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, hang tight for hour two. July 12th, 2005, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. We'll be right back. ago up at the Angel Gate Cultural Center. We go Speed Road. And down with Adam Gaxiola, train operator here. The dogs.
I'm not dog. Getting. I don't know if that mic's. It's bad then. This one's on.
Orange Worker by For Squirrels first. And then We Go Speed Row with 1969 Stooges thing at some, what was the gig? Some
Angel's Gate, Speed Row of Rock.
Don't like that. And we started off with Swearing at Motorists and a tune called Anything You Want. Now it's my extreme pleasure and honor to bring you Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. and if we take part, cause in love to our country. What difference does it make if a few political extremists lose their rights? What difference does it make if a few racial minorities lose their rights? It is only a passing phase. It is only a stage we are going through. It will be discarded sooner or later. Hitler himself will be discarded sooner or later. The country is in danger. We will march out of the shadows. We will go forward. Forward is the great password. Yes, we can. Oh, where did we succeed? We succeeded beyond our wildest dream. The very elements of heat and power of our Hitler that mesmerized Germany, mesmerized the world. We found ourselves with some powerful animals. Things that had been denied to us as it was, were open to us now. The world said, go ahead. Take it. Take it! Take Sudetenland! Take the Rhineland! Re-militarize it! Take all of Austria! Take it! And then one day, we looked around and found that we were in an even more terrible danger. The ritual began in this coffin, swept over the land like a raging, roaring disease. What was going to be a passing phase? And become the way of life. One.
Alive. One night, miraculously, with a smile. I was never involved in politics. No man can lead man.
No.
The result is more suffering, more trade, more destruction.
The mind becomes sharper and sharper as it gains this point of
view.
My policy is to have no policy.
When our senses and our minds will no longer respond to moderate stimulation.
Yeah, that's clean,
we
that's educated, that's equipped, that's prepared. Troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Change with the times, became the police. So don't be caught on a dead end street in the middle of the night, or you're gonna get beat. Some of you think the times have changed. The players are different, but the game remains the same. I can see it so clearly. I've seen it before because I know my history. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century, and I don't give a damn that you can't get with me. The missionary man, he made me wear what he calls heaven. That's my hell. You see, I got to tell the truth. I'm a blues singing brother from the land of Duke. Now don't be confused. Although I may be rapping in hardcore blues, Hollywood said that it ain't. Give me a $500,000 to change it, but it can't. They're trying to teach me how to sing the blues. They must have thought I was some kind of fool. Blues is a music that's free. It's from the soul, and you know it, cause it's something you can feel. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century, and I don't give a damn if you can't get with me. Get with me. Got my feet real muddy. Step on your blue suede shoes. Now sit yourself down and listen to the sound of what the real motherfucker is going down. Now I'm a speaking to the Hollywood chef. I can never sell my soul to the death. And I don't give a damn what the purists say. They wouldn't know the blues is a bit of anyway. I dare him to say that he's dead. Unarmed brother, be shot in the head. Blues is a hellish experience. A cry for complete deliverance. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century, and I don't give a damn if you can't get with me. Dig Albert Collins, buddy guy. But the time will continue to be pushed aside. Come to record the sound like me, and not how anybody want me to be. I'm too young to be in a museum, like the rest where nobody can see him. We all have a piece of the puzzle. And to bring my force has been a lifelong struggle. You wonder why it took me so long. Because my skin is brown, my mind is strong. Every time I create a new lick, Jack in it too, trying to copy it quick. Together like frogs, tucking in, trying to feel my cough. You think you got it? You know it, but it sounds so thick. The Jack in it too, can't stay in the shit. Got the stick, but you took it back to my feet. Jack is quick, Jack be nimble. Jack is stuck for what you'll be in hand. I think you got it in it, make it man. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. And the death of the dead, but you can't get rid of. Hey, I'm gonna see a little girl come back. And he was
holy shit, fucking get wrecked. Before he still comes, I bet shit's wet. He didn't want to hear his song. But he'll have to beat up and throw the dog a bone. A miracle that surprised lies still. The day got me, we have not to work 400 years for free. And you wonder why I'm brother can't be the same. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. This is the blues of the 21st century. And I don't give a damn if you can't get with me.
Depression is a crime.
We think
tax cuts for the rich are a bad idea.
We think
business doesn't know boss.
And we think dissent
is an American value. This country was born because people questioned authority. It's as American as apple pie.
For more. break.
Okay, what's the next one?
Yesterday to take down their air defense capabilities, but it was also very much a psychological mission. They went after terrorist training camps that they knew would be empty, and they carpet bombed them, Peter. They wanted to level whatever facilities they could find to let them know that the United States was going to be back. They also dropped a couple of bombs on the homes of key leaders in all of this. Osama bin Laden's home in the town of Jalalabad, and the leader of the Taliban as well.
is Johnny Thunders from Wild Kingdom. This is a song by the Safaris called Wipeout.
dog is like a blanket that fell out of the sky. My beams are trained on the tailgate of a semi. Start to wonder if I'm following you. Think I'm all up dead ahead of a brand new cool door. Big fish story. Start to wonder if I got away. Tall tales. Yeah.
Hanko Jones here on the Watt from Pedro show.
Yeah, that was bitching.
He's cool. Dos, we got to play with him in New York City.
Oh, cool. That was rocking.
He's a Canadian cat. He spends a lot of time in Scandinavia, though. Danko Jones with Wait a Minute. Before that, we had a jam from Jovi Butts. I don't know the title of it because he didn't write it on the CD. That's Jovi. Before that was S.S. McLean with Big Fish Story. And before that was Johnny Thunders with Pipeline, although he says Wipeout. And before that, of course, Brother Matt Spin Cycle.
Yeah.
Very happy. You thought it was Chowder?
Right. Well, no, there's a few spots at the end, and a few spots that were funky, but and a few things I just couldn't find in my unorganized
vocabulary.
But it all kind of came together in the way that it did.
Yeah, I dug it.
Cool, thanks.
It's a mind bender. It was trippy, and had some things you haven't thrown in before.
Yeah, because I haven't been to the record store in a while. And so I haven't got any fresh input, so I got to dig into different corners of the collection that I haven't really dipped into in a while. And yeah. It's always cool because there's so much stuff, man. And there's all kinds of different flavors. That's the thing, like mixing is kind of like musical ancestor worship in a way. You know?
Absolutely.
Because
much respect, yeah. Brother man.
Yeah, a little sampling of everything you dig in, dug in.
I'm digging. I dug in. Okay, have you checked out any Shakespeare at the Sea yet?
I've seen him there, but I haven't gone to see him.
Yeah, me either. When I get
but
back.
I'm glad you're there.
It's Thursdays, Fridays.
Yeah.
And I leave Thursday, but when I come back, I'm going to check out some. I haven't been at any time.
Until mid August. They're great too. That's a good group.
Yeah, I've seen a bunch of times, but not this yet. Okay, July 12th, 2005 edition of the Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. July 12th, 2005. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and here's part 8 of Dreams of Rio.
Yeah.
Here we are in the city of Manaus, located 1,200 miles up the Amazon River.
I'm from Manaus.
Mm-hmm.
Manaus is very interesting.
It is.
For about 1 hour.
The crystal skull has been returned to Jack Flanders.
Here, you take it.
Well,
now, it's your problem.
Last night, in the dead of night, Jack, Frida, Zeca, and Professor Vargas stole João's boat.
Yes, Lord. Look alive, ye mighty! Yo-ho-ho! Oh, Jack, ye mighty! Sit down before you fall down! Ho-ho-ho-ho!
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aye, 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 aye.
They are now headed up the Rio Negro into the dark heart of the Amazon jungle in search of a lost world. And now, week 8 of Dreams of Rio.
Vultures again. And again the same body. Strange. The vultures haven't ripped it apart as in the other dreams. It's only recently dead. Green. Scaly skin. The skin is cool. And smooth. Enticing. Half woman, half snake. The eyes. They're opening. She's alive. She's looking at me. Oh my God. Oh.
Jack!
What?
Are you all right?
Oh. It's just another dream. Oh. I'm all right. God. Oh. I'm stiff. Where are we?
We're on the Rio Negro.
Oh. We've been moving upriver all night?
It's almost daybreak.
You didn't get any sleep, did you?
I couldn't sleep.
What's that noise?
Zeca. He's been singing all night.
God, I must have been dead to the world asleep with that going on. Where's Klaus?
Klaus! Der Jack ist endlich aufgewacht. Komm, sag schon guten Morgen.
Komm ja schon. So, you're awake?
Yeah. Hey, how about some coffee?
Good idea. Zeca! Zeca!
Yes, mon captain!
See the beach up there? Let's stop there, all right?
Okay, you bet.
Would you like a morning swim, Jack?
Is it safe?
Zeca!
Huh?
Is it safe to go swimming?
Yeah, piranhas don't bite until the sun comes up.
Is that true?
Of course it's not true. Piranhas bite day and night.
Piranhas, no problem.
Yeah, I'll bet. I saw a stuffed one once. They're all teeth with a little tail on the end.
The alligators eat the piranhas, no problem.
What about those 500-pound catfish I heard about?
Aren't they something?
Yeah, I hear they gobble up little children.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And don't forget about the electric eels.
Electric eels?
Well, shall we go for a swim?
Oh.
Come on. The water is like a bathtub. Come on. Come on.
Here I come.
Rita, come on.
In a moment.
Jack, come on, you chicken.
Okay. Look out, piranhas. It is warm. It's wonderful. Where is everybody? Rita? Zeca? Klaus? What happened? Where did... Hey, something's got me.
Surprise, surprise!
Yeah, very funny. Hey, where's Rita?
I don't know. I thought she was in the boat.
Well, she's not now. Do you really think it's safe swimming here?
I've swum in these waters before, and I know it's perfectly safe.
What was that? Klaus, were you saying something?
I think it was a free the fish.
Perfectly safe.
I got him.
Cafezinho.
They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Now that's great coffee.
More cafezinho?
Oh, yes, I love your coffee.
Oh, thank you.
You know, no matter how much coffee I drink, I never have any trouble sleeping.
I noticed.
I do keep having that vulture dream, though.
Vulture dream?
Yeah, I keep seeing these vultures circling, and there's a body.
Ooh.
Yeah, each time I have the dream, though, the body is more intact. The last time, the vultures hadn't even gotten to it.
Good Lord.
Urubu.
Yeah, urubu, exactly. They got an awful lot of urubus in Manaus.
Well, they keep the streets clean.
Yeah.
We call them the Manaus flying garbage pickups.
Looks like we're leaving the Rio Negro.
The Amazon has so many tributaries.
Tributaries?
You know, this is the dry season, but during the rainy season, the rivers change course.
You know, I'm amazed at how white the beaches are. I've never seen so many hawks in my life. What's that?
Freshwater dolphins.
What an incredibly beautiful place.
Yeah. Oh, look over there. On top of the dead tree.
What is it? It's a toucan. He has a nest up there.
Zeca said we'll stop up ahead so he can teach us how to fish for piranhas.
Fishing for piranhas with Zeca. I can hardly wait.
You put the meat through the hook.
Yeah.
That's right. And then, when you feel a tug, you pull. Okay?
Okay.
You drop the bait in the water.
Yeah.
Then you take the pole and hit the water. See?
Well, won't that scare them away?
Piranha? No, no. You make a sound like someone swimming.
Someone swimming?
They come to see. They think it's lunch.
All right.
That's good. That's good. Now we wait.
Huh.
Dear anyone?
Oh, danke.
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 De nada.
Yeah. Oh, that's some bird they've recorded. Certainly is peaceful.
I think you have a bite.
Really? Oh, I do. What is it?
Piranha!
You caught one.
Watch out.
Oh, look at this thing. It is all mouth with a little tail on the end.
Oh, too small to eat. Are you taking him off the hook?
Zeca, you eat these things?
Oh, eat them before they eat you.
Ooh, they're squeaky little things, aren't they?
Oh, here, you can hold it.
Hold it?
Carefully.
Oh, no.
Yeah, come on.
Check.
All right. Ooh, boy. This mouth is all muscle. Look at these teeth. Look at the way it's trying to get me.
Some piranhas have double rows of teeth.
Yuck.
There are maybe 50 different types of piranhas.
50?
Yeah. Toss him back in. Too small.
Yeah, gladly. Back you go. Good hunting. Boy, sun is hot.
Yes, and you're getting a nice sunburn.
I know. But look at Klaus. He looks like a big lobster.
Klaus said that we'll be spending the night near a village.
Oh, I can't believe how beautiful this place is. This place has me feeling alive again.
I know.
Rita, back in Manaus, your message. What did you want to tell me?
I'll save it for later. You seem so happy.
Dusk in the Amazon.
Der Sonnenuntergang ist einmalig hier in der Wildnis. Ich liebe diese Stille, den Frieden, die Ruhe. Oh, es ist so schön wie im Paradies.
You know, Klaus, I'm afraid I'm beginning to understand you.
Yeah. I see how dinner is coming along.
Good.
Jack?
Yeah?
Do you know how the Amazon got its name?
It was named after the Amazon women in Greek mythology, right?
Yes. The original legend of the Amazons came from the Greeks. It is believed the name came from the Greek Amazos, meaning without breast.
Without breast?
Mm-hmm. From their custom of amputating the right breast to make the drawing of a bow more convenient.
Frida, you mean they cut off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Essen ist fertig.
Oh, what's he saying?
Dinner is ready.
Oh, great. What are we having?
Hey, Klaus, was gibt's denn heute Abend?
Oh, Jumbo, Magioka, Tuco, Pepi, Raruco, and Yum Yum.
What's that?
The rest of chicken.
Really?
No. Fish.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've eaten fish that wasn't deboned. It really slows down your eating.
You like the piranha?
Oh, it's pretty good.
They aren't that dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
But if you have an open cut, it's not wise to go swimming where piranhas are.
Yeah.
Or when women have their period, not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Zeca.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
It's during the dry season when the river subsides. Sometimes piranhas will be trapped in pools without food. If something wanders into the water, well...
Hmm.
They can strip a taper in 1 minute.
Oh, nice imitation, everybody. This is great dinner talk. Why is my tongue starting to turn numb?
Jambu.
Tokope.
What's that? Hey, what's going on? Why is everybody trying not to laugh?
It's a plan that makes your mouth pucker.
Oh, my God. It's the old tongue on it. Hey, it's very funny. How long does this last? Come on. Oh, my God.
This is like Hollywood's version of paradise. White beaches, lagoons, jungle recordings, water lapping. I think I'll stay. So, where are we sleeping tonight?
In hammocks.
Hammocks, huh? Well, that'll be interesting.
Beds are too hot. Hammocks are perfect for the trucks.
Hammocks. So, finally, how did the Amazon end up being called the Amazon?
Francisco de Orellana was the man who discovered the Amazon.
Ja, aber die Indianer, Klaus.
Was mit den Indianern?
Die waren doch zuerst da.
Hast du recht, ja, die waren zuerst hier.
Could we do this in English, please?
I just said that the white man always gets credit, but what about the Indians?
Well, good point.
Du erzähl die Geschichte.
Na gut.
Also a good point.
Orellana fought alongside Francisco Pizarro in Peru. He heard of a golden city, El Dorado. And he heard tales of a gigantic river that was so wide one could not see the other side. A river filled with fish and strange aquatic animals. He formed an expedition with Pizarro's brother, Gonzalo. It was outside of Quito that Orellana first heard of the warrior woman that lived alone on the banks of a great river. Pizarro took over command and left with the first party. It took him 16 months to reach the meeting of the waters.
17.
Okay, 17. He returned to Quito. Orellana kept going. Again, they met Indians that told some strange stories of women without men. The chieftain warned him that they would want to mate with his men and he should be careful because they are many and you are few. Orellana was delighted.
Yeah.
A few days later, again, he heard of the warrior woman. In a village, they came upon a wooden monument representing a city, with walls and towers, surprisingly civilized for the center of the jungle. They were told it was a replica of those that ruled this land, the women who live alone. Finally, somewhere near Isla das Oncas,
Isla das Onças.
Yes, that's where they saw the warrior woman. They were standing on the riverbank with bows and arrows ready. There were dozens of them. Tall, fair, naked women. The women shot their arrows at the boats, but they fell short and the women laughed.
Laughed?
Yeah. But the Spaniards fired back, hitting some of them. So, the next volley of arrows the women shot hit the Spaniards. And a battle pursued.
Yeah, but why were they laughing?
They were laughing because it was a mating ritual. They would shoot at the men they wanted, making sure the arrows dropped short so as not to damage their intended.
At least 50 of the Spaniards saw these Amazon women. Even the priest swore it was true. But no one since Orellana has ever seen them.
So? Nun hast du deine Frage überhaupt nicht beantwortet.
Wieso?
Er hat dich gefragt, wie der Amazonas seinen Namen
klar,
bekommen hat.
Das ist doch was
der
dort,
Amazonas
du,
hat seinen Namen bekommen
erklärt,
wegen Geld. Nein, du hast die Frage
nicht beantwortet. That's how the Amazon got its name.
Let's stop at the Indian village over there.
Village? I see one hut.
The houses are scattered along the river. They call it a village. I was told there's a medicine man that knows the legends of this region.
Frida?
Mm-hmm?
I thought the Indians were kept on reservations. You mean they're living out here?
Oh, yes. See, there's one.
But he's wearing clothes.
Oh, yes. Many of them speak Portuguese. They are becoming like any other Brazilian.
Yeah. Civilized.
You don't seem very happy about that.
Frida, come with me. They don't speak Portuguese. Maybe you can understand their dialect, all right?
Okay, Klaus, ich komm ja schon.
Zeca, what was that?
Explosives.
Here?
Commercial fishermen use explosives to kill the fish.
That's legal?
No, no. But they get away with it.
God! What does it do? Knock the fish out?
Kills them. They kill a lot of fish for a very little. Maybe a third sink to the bottom, another third float away.
Gee. And then they just sell what's left?
They are shipped to Colombia, Venezuela. You see them in Manaus. The gills are damaged from the explosions.
Jeez. Yeah.
It's difficult for the Indians. They live by fishing and hunting, but they only take enough for themselves. Now with power saws, guns, and bulldozers, technology is destroying Amazonas.
There's no escape, is there? No. Oh, Klaus is waving. I guess he wants us to come up there. It's starting to rain. Do you know what he's saying?
No. Do you?
Me? Are you kidding?
Yes. Frida is recording what he's saying.
Ah. What?
I killed that damn chicken.
Yeah, it is a little loud, isn't it?
He's going to sing for us.
Who, the chicken?
No, the medicine man.
Ah.
Chega tu mamorade, Matana, Amazona de minha pé, Matana, aí um boi me beija, mas depois da morte eu maro e tchau, Amazona, Aravê-Varavê-Va, Matana, Aravê-Varavê-Va, Matana, aí um boi me beija, Matana, convidado.
What are these things?
Igapes.
Floating islands. They jam up the river.
Ih, a gente vai ter que passar a noite aqui, hein?
Certo.
What?
We'll have to spend the night here. The river's getting too narrow.
Did you find out anything from the medicine man?
Yes.
That's it?
Mm.
Okay, great. Another night in the old hammock, huh?
Mm. Nice frogs.
Yeah, nice and loud. What did you find out from the medicine man?
He spoke of the cave. The Indians won't go there.
Has he ever been there?
No. But he remembers stories when he was a child. It was called the Place of Madness.
Mm.
His grandfather was also a medicine man. He told about how they make a special drink there. Cachedi. They bury the leaves for months and let them ferment in the ground. Then they mix it with sugar cane. It's an hallucinogenic, special for hunting. It opens up their senses. His grandfather had entered the caves, but he wouldn't say what happened there, only that it was a bad place.
Wonderful. Onwards into the dark heart of the jungle.
Not much further.
I feel like I've been on this boat all my life.
I think of the rain. Again.
Oh, well. What's a little jungle shower, huh?
My God, everything's getting soaked.
Jungle rains, they're sudden, huh? Ah, I love it.
Yeah. Did you see Herzog's Aguirre, the Wrath of God?
Aguirre, that song got us all. A great move.
Great.
Zeka?
Yes.
You stay with the boat.
Okay, okay.
From here, we walk.
Bye.
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 Bye. Ciao. Hey, hey, when do you come back?
When we return.
Oh.
Ciao.
Be better.
They leave me alone here. Oh, meu Deus, vou ficar sozinho aqui. Oh.
It's hot. Humidity must be 99.9%.
That's all right. It'll probably start raining again.
Oh, great.
Jack, how are you holding up?
I'm fine.
I think you've spent too many days in the mall.
Oh, don't remind me. Phew, it's hot.
That's all right. It'll probably start raining again.
Great.
This place. Watch yourself. It's deep.
Who carved these steps in the rocks?
Who knows?
What's that? Oh, the caves.
This may be what we are looking for.
You know, it sort of reminds me of the skull. The big, gaping mouth. Oh, Rita, did you find something?
The Indians performed rituals here.
Yeah? Klaus.
What?
Why a cave? Is this lost city supposed to be inside a cave?
I don't know.
You think there are vampire bats in there?
I'm certain they are.
Yeah.
They won't be a problem.
No, no problem.
As long as you don't go to sleep.
No sleep. Frida, what's that?
I think these drawings were made by the Indians.
Zeichnungen sollen die Geister der Höhle beruhigen.
Ja, aber da steckt mehr dahinter.
Ich weiß, dass da noch mehr dahinter steckt.
Sie sollen die Geister daran hindern, die Höhle zu verlassen.
Ich weiß, sie sollen die Geister daran hindern, die Höhle zu
verlassen.
Frida muss immer das letzte Wort haben.
Das ist doch gar nicht wahr.
Ah, ja, ja, doch.
Please.
I said that the drawings are also to keep the spirits from leaving the cave.
Oh. Well, you think that they're still in there?
Uh-huh.
Great.
And the Indians explored these caves?
With reservations, yes.
Yeah.
And not for many years, perhaps centuries. They did not like what is inside.
Uh-huh. Huh? Here I am, somewhere in the middle of the Amazon, standing in the mouth of a cave even the Indians won't go in because of the evil spirits. It's raining. I'm soaking wet. It's getting dark. The vampire bats will be waking up soon. You know, on days like this, the malls don't seem so bad.
Oh, Jack.
Thank you.
Take care of it, the hook and the wire and the bloody red red. Give her the bottle and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. Give her the number and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the bloody red red. Give her the letter and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. I live it. thin for the weather. She's green or cold, too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, that's too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, that's too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, that's too thin for the weather. She's green or cold, that's too thin for the weather.
Buy some roll. The lady said, give me your money, boy, cause everything goes, but I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I've got my hands on it. Look at here now, woman, can't you see? You can't take my money, gal, and make no fool of me. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I got my hands on it. Went to see a girl. She looked good to me. She said, give me your money, boy, we can make love, can't we? But I want my hands on it. Ooh, yes, I want my hands on it. Yeah, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. Told me she had a cat for sale. Look at her now, lady, will you let me feel his tail? I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Yeah, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. See, something I want, gal, I'm ready to buy. Get my hands on it, gal. I know that it can't fly. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Yeah, of course I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it.
Wife from Pedro Show. That's Bill, Big Bill Bruzy. With I Want My Hands on It. Before that, we B.B. King's Uncle. Dogface Hermans before that from Holland with The Hook and the Wire.
Good name.
And Steve McKay, I'll be seeing in a few days. Sax player for the Stooges. That's him and Radon, collective from the Bay Area up north. With Alien Encounter Interlude number 2. And we started off the third hour Watt for Pedro Show with part 8, Dreams Are Real.
Jack.
Jack's in the cave.
That's
a here's a band. How would you say this name? Brother Matt.
Looks like Konda Hula and the Beaches Kakuties.
Konda Hala and the Beaches. Okay. Watt from Pedro Show.
wire hanging on the cross. The button fell off from his tunica, and he showed off his boss. The Christians weren't in shock, and babe brought this ride. The Muslims knew what's happening. Jesus is revealing the truth about the white man's eyes. Jesus revealing the truth about the white man's eyes.
folks. So now, think about it, little bitty. And I see you till the next time. Your favorite teacher, Jesus Kamilski.
waiting for my ride. Jesus is floating outside. On sweet Jesus on me. Watching the water rise, I'm getting lost in the tide. Oh, your teardrops on me. Covered me while I was still asleep.
That's the Flaming Lips with Shine On, Sweet Jesus. I think 1990 or 91 it says here. That's the Flaming Lips. They just came out this documentary, The Fearless Freaks, and Wayne put up the soundtrack on the internet. I think it's 125khz.com, and download it for free.
Cool.
And yeah, much respect to him for doing that. And I can't wait to see it. I mean, the band's been through lots of strange trips through the years. He's an old dear friend. Great cat. Feel fortunate to know, like you, Brother Matt. Before that, Slave Ship from Blowgun, that had Carl DiStefano on drums.
Oh.
It's Peter DiStefano's brother. And we started out with It's the Day I Believed in Reason by, let's get this name right, Kundahala and the Beaches.
Yeah.
Orlando, Florida, right?
Yeah.
Trippy band. Yeah,
the Radon Studio.
Yeah, another Radon. Sort of like the West group, Coast group that Steve McKay jams with. Well, some trippy stuff. I get to go for 5 gigs in Europe with Stooges, and when I come back, another show.
Cool.
Trying to get into more this July.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I'm going to play my brains out, of course. The first one back is always intense, because no matter what other bands I do, the only thing close to it is like Minutemen with D. Boone. I mean, it's so intense. I mean, first gig, I always end up cramped to the max, but it's a good cramp, good soreness. And with the sunburn, it should be interesting. So that's it for the July 12th. 2005 edition of Watt from Pedro show.
Cool.
Keep your powder dry.